Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. Yesterday was a very interesting day on the markets for a couple of reasons and raises the question, have the bears had their day and are the bulls now finally running again after a fairly prolonged period of disappointing markets? We're now about 3 years on from the start of the global financial crisis. Do you remember Northern Rock? Well, since that time, government bond yields have been falling steadily and in fact in recent weeks have been positively plummeting. If you look at 10-year bond yields in the UK in August 2007, they were at 5.05%. At the end of August 2010, a couple of days ago, they were down to 2.9%. And the same picture is repeated both in the US and in Germany. There are many reasons for that, not least the view that the period of low short-term interest rates will last for much longer than expected. There's also been a flight to quality, as people have shunned risk and shunned equities, and they've pushed money instead into government bonds. This hasn't been helped by the southern European sovereign debt crisis, but that's just pushed more money into the US, Germany and the UK, which are all still seen as safe havens. Deflation is obviously still a lurking concern, and once again that's pushing money into assets that are not going to be affected by low growth prospects. What's critical about this is that the fall in bond yields has created a situation where equities are now offering a higher income than government bonds. If you look at Germany, the dividend yield is 3%, and the UK, the dividend yield is 3.5%, significantly more than the interest rate on the 10-year bond. That's always been a critical point, and the general rule has been that when equity yields exceed bond yields, it's a time to buy shares. Cast your mind back to March 2003, just before the Iraq invasion, you'll recall exactly the same thing happened. And if you look at what happened to the equity market after that point, it was a stunning long rise right through until almost 2005. So yesterday was very interesting in the markets. We saw some positive purchasing managers index data come out of both China and the US, which both showed a significant improvement in the manufacturing sector, much greater than had been anticipated. The result was a powerful rally in stock markets around the world. The US markets were generally up 2.5 to 3%. In Europe, many stock markets were up in excess of 3%. And although the advances in Asia Pacific have been less than that, they are still showing positive returns over the last 24 to 48 hours. So it's an interesting situation. Bond yields have started to rise, as have equity markets. And we'll just have to wait and see whether this is another March 2003 type turning point in stock market history. It's time to start considering whether to make a quite strategic adjustment to asset allocations away from the high concentration of corporate bonds and global sovereign bonds that have played such a prominent role in portfolios over the last couple of years and switch more back into equities. And let me repeat my mantra, that in whatever circumstances, but particularly these sort of circumstances, it becomes ever more important to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio protected against the macroeconomic risks. And although yesterday may have been a bright spot on the market, there are still plenty of risks around, and it's certainly not all plain sailing from here. So please take note of this comment, but do not regard it as advice. You must contact your professional advisor before taking any action relating to your personal finances. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. Find out more about us at www.planningforlife.org. Thank you, and I'll be back again on Monday.